If you are a Major League Baseball player or a fan, then today is either the last game of the season or the beginning of the season that really matters. Well, for the Miami Marlins, it is definitely the last weekend. It hasn't been a great year. But one of the pitchers for the Marlins, David Phelps, has realized that while being a Major League Baseball player is pretty awesome, he can have an even greater impact in people's lives by helping couples to live happy and fruitful marriages. So how's he doing that? Well, hang on. The answer's in the on-deck circle. But first, who doesn't want to have a happy and fruitful marriage? Those who have experienced one will tell you it's worth everything. And those who have lived through one that's not wouldn't want anyone to experience that pain. And those who are thinking about marriage want to know what's the key. Well, these questions are front and center at the Ordinary Synod of Bishops on the Family that begins today in Rome. For 3 weeks, representatives from throughout the world will pray about and discuss the various blessings and challenges facing families today. And while many questions will be pondered in the next 3 weeks, a central guide in all of these discussions is that God's design for the marital act is that it be life-giving and love-giving. When Genesis says that a man clings to his wife and the two of them become one flesh, that's not talking about sharing a mortgage or a credit card or a last name. A one flesh union is about giving and receiving each other in the most profound way through the sexual act. So when David, this major league pitcher, and his future wife Maria sat down to hear someone speak about God's plan for married love, they thought it would be all about what you can't do and what you have to do. But it wasn't that at all. What they didn't expect, to use David's words, is that the speaker radiated this joy that made perfect sense. And that was the beginning of their journey to natural family planning. Natural family planning, or NFP, is a term that refers to the different methods that are scientific, natural, and moral to help married couples either achieve or postpone a pregnancy. And while the methods differ slightly in their approach, they have the common goal of helping a couple to know the fertile and infertile times of a woman's cycle. So if a couple wishes to achieve a pregnancy or has been struggling to conceive, NFP helps them to identify the most fertile time. Or if a couple, for a just reason, decides that it's not a good time to get pregnant, NFP helps them to know when to abstain from relations, because there's a possibility of pregnancy, or when there's not. And natural family planning is not contraceptive. The problem with contraception is not that it's artificial. There are lots of artificial drugs and technologies that help the body to function properly. Contraception does the opposite. It prevents the natural functioning of the body. The difference is that contraception deliberately interrupts or sterilizes conception, while NFP respects the way that God designed it. Now, does natural family planning require sacrifice? Sure it does. David Phelps talks about coming home from a 10-game road trip only to realize that it's Maria's fertile time, and they've prayerfully discerned that it's not time for them to get pregnant. Now, I don't know how long the homestand was, but but Maria says the right thing is not often the easy thing. And she uses the word amazing to describe how they have seen sacrifice showing love between them. You know, I can't tell you how many times, even in my short priesthood, that women have told me, "Father, why didn't I know about this earlier?" Or couples who have said, "Why didn't we hear about this years ago when we were struggling to conceive a child and thought the only option was in vitro fertilization?" Or, "Why didn't someone explain to me how beautifully my body works instead of just giving me a pill or a device or a surgery?" I know that many of you are past the point in your life where this is an active decision, whether you made those decisions well or not. Maybe your call now is to be an ambassador to those you love, your coworkers, your grandchildren, your godchildren, to let them know that natural family planning is so good for the body and even better for the soul. David and Maria Phelps became so convinced that earlier this year, they became teachers of natural family planning. They work with couples preparing to get married or couples already married. They've even talked with some of his teammates on the Miami Marlins. They wouldn't miss a single opportunity to share the joy that comes from living God's plan for life and love in their marriage.